Good evening. Welcome to the show. You have found your way to the Jay Barbell Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way that you listen to the world. This is the Psychic Playground, and I'm so grateful to be here with you this beautiful Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And I am here every Wednesday, and I like to bring you some kind of psychic game or psychic activity that is not only fun, but is also inspiring. It's also maybe getting you to think a little bit differently. And hopefully it's getting you more in touch with who you are at your core and the power of who you are at your core. So welcome, come on in, make yourself make yourself welcome, make yourself at home. You are welcome because you are with me at home for the next hour. So we're going to be pulling a few cards to start off to just take a look at the energies of the moment. In my prior show as the Jay Barbell Show, I would call one of these episodes a wellness check-in episode, if you are all familiar. And when I say you all, and those of you that are tuning in and listening in live, as well as those of you that are listening in the archives on demand. So the way this works, we are on 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. It is part of the 12 universe that Mark Husson created. And the universe includes 12 Listen, 12 Academy, 12 Reports, 12 House, and so forth. It's a big, huge conglomeration of websites. They are digital spaces, but we, as the individuals that are there, whether the advisors, whether the clients that call in, those of you that are listening in, we are all participating together to make this universe happen, to make it come together and to make the interactions valuable and I feel like synergy building. We're building synergy here. We're helping uplift one another. So all that to say, I want to check in. And in order to check in on the energies, I like to pull some cards. And I wanted it to be inspiring. I wanted it to be practical. I'm going to pull three cards from a deck that is called the Inner Voice Tarot. The Inner Voice Tarot. And this deck, it's a teal colored deck, and it is published by Unity Publishing. So if you like the messages, if you like the vibes, you're welcome to check that out. The Inner Voice Tarot by Unity Publishing. I don't get anything from that. I just want to let you know what deck I'm using so that way I can give the proper credit. Okay, so three cards. I want to tune in to this specific space with the listeners that tune in for my show. And that's right. I was on a train of thought. I knew I was on a train of thought and I got sidetracked. So you can listen in while we're broadcasting live on 12radio.com. You can also join us in a chat. And it's a live chat that's going on right while I'm live speaking with you right here, right now. And you can find it there on 12 Radio. It's the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. It does open up a brand new window. It does take you to a private Facebook group. You do need to send over an invitation. I will get you approved as soon as you send over the invitation while we're live. And then you can find my banner there at the top of the page, The Psychic Playground with Jay Barbell. And I thank Kelly McLean for doing my banner. It's so much fun. I feel like I get to, like the character, come ziplining in. I literally feel like I'm coming in, ziplining in, right at 4 p.m. To be able to be here with you. As I am on the Pacific Coast here in Southern California, it is a sunny day, even though we are experiencing lots and lots of wind. So I'm going to do my best to stay grounded and not get blown away. And I will check in with those of you that are joining me in the chat in just a few minutes. But please do say hello. Let me know you're there. And that's also going to be the place where you put in your request for a mini energy reading during the second half of the show. That's when I'm going to start those, but you're welcome to put your request in now. I do it first come, first serve. But first, let's do a wellness check-in for the entire group. Let's pull three cards and get three helpful messages for us right now as we are all putting one foot in front of the other, taking steps in our lives, in our world. We're not stopping. We're not holding back. We are full steam ahead at the pace, the organic pace of our mind, body, spirit, and how they are in alignment and moving together. And so the first card is the Page of Swords. The Page of Swords. And the two key energy words are will and energy. The affirmation is, I am free. I am unlimited. So how many of you are feeling stuck, stagnant, feeling like maybe you're even moving backwards, or like you just can't quite get ahead? Sometimes it isn't about going backwards to figure out why. I feel like we think that's going to be helpful, and sometimes it is helpful. But sometimes it's just mental activity that isn't really going to bring us any more further ahead with ourselves. And if anything, it might even get us even heavier into the muck and mire of it all. What we focus on and what we think about grows, regardless of what it is, good, bad, or indifferent. It's strictly what we're focusing on. And it's up to us to make sure that we're focused on those things that we really want to be focused on, and not where our maybe obsessed mind wants to have us focused on, or the part of us that might be being super rebellious, or that might be a passive aggressive. You might even feel like you have your hands tied behind your back. So this affirmation, this card, is for you to keep the faith, to keep going. It's no accident that I even said it's how we put one foot in front of the other. We all have to find a way to do that. Life is crazy like that, where it's constantly throwing stuff at us, not in the sense of like it's terrorizing us and wants to just, you know, mess with us or you know, be difficult, just to be difficult. However, life is life, and there are certain... At certain points, it can get rather hairy and insanely intense, depending upon what's happening. And if we go into the poor me and why me, we oftentimes don't ever get an answer that we're going to be okay with. Like, there isn't really an answer that is going to make us feel satisfied or validated, or that justice has somehow been served. We have to be able to find a way to move on anyways within ourselves. And sometimes that also means not getting the closure we want out of another person. So I named quite a few different kinds of situations where this may be coming up. What I'm seeing in my own world with clients, and also with you that I get to speak with that are listeners and clients. And also friends and family members that are facing different kinds of experiences right now. So I am, my intuition is definitely pulling from those. And I want to say the affirmation again, because that's the most important part here to focus on. I am free. I am unlimited. So if that brings up some kind of discomfort, some of the homework will be looking at how you can be willing to look at it all differently. How can you be willing to look at the situation from a different perspective? So that's going to be what we're going to be doing actually in our exercise today. It's a guided meditation for us to be able to use our conscious awareness from different perspectives. And so that's what I got to say about the first card coming through. The second card is the Six of Pentacles. The Six of Pentacles. And then the name, or the, not the names, but the words associated with the card are abundance and generosity. And the affirmation is, I give and receive in the spirit of love and gratitude. I give and receive in the spirit of love and gratitude. This is something that's been a theme here on 1-2 Radio. And it's also a huge theme over on 1-2 Listen with our gratitude board. But that is in the sense of being able to learn how to really see what's going on in our life, to really see it for what it is, and also to really appreciate the different subtle nuances to how it all works and comes together. And to really be able to appreciate even the things that don't happen, even being able to understand how that can actually be a benefit to us, even when we might have years or months prior been trying to force something to happen. And so all that to say, sometimes it's also about being grateful for what hasn't happened or what isn't happening is also something to be grateful for. And the other part of it is, if you have a hard time being grateful, then your practice is to start slow and to figure out a place to start. So for me, I know I was rather disgusted with my entire physical appearance. Even though there really was nothing wrong with it, I was really disgusted by it. And the one thing, though, I always have liked pretty much mostly, but not completely. I could definitely have some bad hairdos I didn't like, but I still liked my hair. And so that is one of the places I started, being able to be grateful for something that I really was grateful for. And so I didn't feel like I had to be grateful for something that I really didn't feel. But I'll give you a little trick to that. If you want to be grateful, let's say, for your sexy legs, but you just feel like you've had a lot of harsh criticism, so it's hard to be grateful for your sexy legs. One of the ways you can kind of get a little shift and a little bit of a different way to get your brain to look at it is, I am willing to be grateful for my sexy legs. I am willing to allow abundance to change my life. I am willing to see how spirit has in store for me to get out of debt. So it's the I am willing helps to keep it present, keep it current, because it's important to do our affirmations in present tense. But also, if we're saying an affirmation and it's not true, our brain knows it's not true. And so if we're constantly just attacking every affirmation that we say and marking it untrue, 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 you know, how helpful is it really being? So the adding the I am willing helps to break through that. Okay, so the third card is the King of Pentacles, the King of Pentacles, and it's practicality and reliability. Practical and reliable. The affirmation is, my true nature is that of health. Whoa, that didn't even come out. My true nature is that of health and wholeness. My true nature is that of health and wholeness. And the homework here is, like, if you feel a bunch of resistance to any of these, don't try not to get, you know, upset with yourself. Try to just use it as an opportunity to get feedback and to get more further tuned into where you are and how your body may be communicating with you, even if it isn't necessarily what you want it to be communicating. Part of this process is being able to get real with what is really happening, not trying to force like a positive Paula moment where we're trying to override something that's happening and that could be difficult, but trying to, you know, dance our way through it through positive affirmations. That is not necessarily going to be a tactic for success and for sustainability. Okay. So for today's activity. We're going to do a little bit of a guided meditation, and it's a rather fun guided meditation. It's kind of quick. But before I do that, I'm going to jump into the comment section and check in to see how you all are doing and to see who's joining me over here in the beautiful 1-2 room, the beautiful 1-2 chat. Moriana, she says, hi, Jay. It's great to see you. How are you doing tonight? Thank you for joining us. Catherine's joining us. She says, hi, Jay and friends. It's great to see you too, Catherine. Thank you for being here. Shell is here. Hi, Shell. She says, hey, Jay, so happy to listen tonight. Need some positive vibes and will be open to reading if you are willing to share. Awesome. You are at the top of the list. And thank you for being here. It's great to see you. And Renee. Hi, Renee. Hello, hello. She says, hi there. Hey there, actually. Hey there, ho there. It's great to see you, Renee. Thank you for being here. And Terry Campbell. Terry Campbell is a psychic advisor, astrologer extraordinaire. She is a counterpart of mine over in the 1-2 Listen world, where you can get one-on-one support and one-on-one spiritual advisement. I call it, it's more for me like a soulful kind of advisement. But there are many advisors. I'm one of many. Terry is one of many. But we come together as many voices of wisdom, and we're all plugged in our own kind of way. And so please check us out. All the action is happening over on 1-2-listen.com. Tara. Hello, Miss Tara. I got to talk to you today. It was great to be able to talk to you on the 1-2 lines. Thank you for calling in. And that might have, now I'm saying it, that might have actually been yesterday. That's how wild and crazy my world has been, you guys. I don't even know what day it is. That's how intense things have been. So Tara, I think it was yesterday, actually. But either way, whether it was yesterday or today, I don't know why I'm having a challenge with that, but time is that fluid and flexible for me right now. But I do, it was a great pleasure and honor to connect with you. So thank you for calling. And it was part of one of the wins that we had. And when we play a game, I give away 5 minutes free over on 1-2-Listen. So you'll definitely want to stick around, because we don't always have it every single week, but most weeks we do have some kind of game to play. And there is the fun of having something to win. All right, so Moriana says, it was sunny in NYC today. Oh, that doesn't happen very often this time of year. Hopefully you were able to just take all that sunshine in. And she's also looking for a reading as well. You're going to be second on our list. And Ginger is joining us. She says, hi, Jay and everyone. And Ginger is also a psychic advisor over on 1-2-Listen. And she has a radio show right after me. Her show is called Heart Matters. So you'll want to definitely stick around because she's coming up next. And Daylene, my mom, hello, my mom, says, hi, Jay and Watson. She is checking in on her two boys. It's great to see you, Mom. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And Evelyn, she says, hey, Jay, can I have a positive reading tonight? We will pull a card and see what comes through for you, Evelyn, and see what the message is for sure. You will be third tonight. And Lori, hi, Lori. Miss Lori Love is joining us. She has her show on Mondays. And she says, hello, Jay. Whenever I feel resistance of any kind, I love saying, I'm willing to see this differently. I'm willing to see this differently. And like magic, voila, it has a way of working. It really does. And especially if it's new to you doing, you know, that kind of activity and that kind of work, don't get too hard or down on yourself if it doesn't quite work the way you think it should, or like in the time frame that you would like it to happen. But continue to work with it. Continue to practice, because by being mindful and keeping your attention there, it will have an effect. You will notice some kind of difference. You will see, in being willing to see it differently, you will be able to start to see it differently. It kind of is... a little bit mystical, magical in that way. But really, no, it's not, in the sense of, again, what we think about and what we put our attention on, it grows. So if we put our attention on being willing to be open, and we're open and willing to see things differently, well, then that does something to our universe. It starts to come to life in our world. Okay, so I want to do a quick meditation slash visualization. And the whole idea of this one is being able to experience yourself and your perspective from different points of view. Because this can be very helpful to remind ourselves that we can see things from different levels and different points of view. Because sometimes we can just get stuck in one point of view, and it can be really frustrating. It can be rather scary sometimes, and we can feel really stuck. Or worse, like paralyzed. Okay, so if you want to join me, go ahead and close your eyes. And we're first going to get grounded and connected to the earth. We're going to do that by dropping a colored cord of light from the base of your spine, dropping it down into the center of the earth. I just want you to be aware of what color it is you see. The color is not... doesn't matter in the sense of like, ooh, you're going to see this color and that means something amazing, and you're going to see this color and that's going to mean something not so amazing. No, it's just whatever color you see is whatever color you see. So try not to see it through the eyes of some colors are better than others. It's just, what color is it? Take a look. See if it changes colors. But most importantly, feel the grounding. What does it feel like to be grounded today? What does it feel like to be grounded in this moment? And are you willing to see that differently? Are you willing to have a different kind of grounded moment? Awesome. Great job, everybody. I felt like everybody instantly ground in a really very powerful way. Isn't that something? Just being willing. There's a huge power in that. Beautiful. So we're going to come up to our heart space, our beautiful heart space. There's a beautiful ball of light. It is the spark of the divine that is pulsating and animating you in the form of energy, and it is emanating from an infinite source from within you, and it is shining out from the center of your being outward. Awesome. Again, checking in on the color and or colors you see. You might even see some symbols, some sacred geometry. Being the observant, observer. Nothing to change, nothing to do other than to see and be observant. Watch what happens. Right now, we are in this moment together. We're all very focused on our heart space, taking a look at that beautiful ball of light that is the representation of our essence in energetic form. And I would like you to notice that that ball of light is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. It's growing past your physical body, past your physical bodysuit. And we're going to take it today outside of ourself, 8 feet. 8 feet all around, and we are in the center. You are in the center. You are in the center of your energy. So this might be a little bit weird for the empaths at first, to really all of a sudden feel everyone else's energy in essence get kicked out. And you are filling yourself up with your energy alone and feeling what it feels like to be in your energy alone, with a boundary between you and the rest of the world. a boundary line between your inner world and your outer world. A boundary, again, between you and everyone else that isn't a fortress, but is also not a wide open door. One of the ways that can be helpful to see this is to be selectively impervious to everything but love. To be selectively impervious to everything but love. Only letting love flow back and forth. So now is going to be the fun. We've already had a shift in perspective in the sense of being able to use our imagination to go within and to get this far with our meditation and this experience together. And now we're going to take it further. We're now going to fly. We're going to release our need to fulfill the laws of physics. And even though our body is going to stay firmly on the ground, we're going to become aware of our astral body, our energy body, and its ability to go wherever we focus our attention. So it is flying there right above us. And it can see us in our body. We can feel us in our body. But it also can look down and you can see you. And don't think too much about this. If you don't feel like you can see what's happening, try to feel what's happening. And if you can't feel what's happening, know that if you are following along, on some level, it is happening for you. And this is where it's important to be the observer and be where you are and just be as playfully curious as you can be. Beautiful. So we're beginning to fly higher. We're going now above and out of the building that we're in. And we're now high enough up that we're seeing the entire city or town that we live in. And it's slowly but surely getting smaller and smaller. And we're now beginning to see the whole country that we live in. And we were a hot air balloon stuck to the ground, and all of a sudden the weight has been cut off of our feet and we are flying, people. We are ascending higher and higher. And now we are at the edges of the atmosphere looking down on the earth and taking it all in. And we're continuing to go lighter and higher. And the earth is beginning to get further and further away, and we're able to see the entire cosmos. And in seeing the entire cosmos in a certain kind of way, we are able to feel as if we are the cosmos. So take a moment to feel the expansiveness. And to remember that you aren't ever stuck in the perspective that you're in. That, of course, you know, wherever your feet are planted is where you are. However, you are able to still see that place from a multitude of perspectives. How many times do we get stuck in one perspective? And it's usually not helpful. But yet we can't let it go. We keep coming back to it. Sometimes we have to show ourselves what else is there, what else is available. And sometimes it's as simple as asking, what else is there for me to see? How can I see this from a fresh perspective? What else is there for me here now? I know I've been around and around and around to this particular place seemingly over and over again. What is new for me in this situation now? The universe hears us. The cosmos hears us. Our God essence within hears us and begins to work to get you the answers. If we don't ask the questions, there isn't anything to answer. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to take just a couple more moments here in our expanded awareness of feeling ourselves as big as the universe, as big as the cosmos. The unlimited nature and energy and love that is happening at that level. Really being aware of that, feeling that, being inspired by that. Feeling into your unlimited nature, as well as your nature of being that of health and wholeness. And being able to give and receive in the spirit of love and gratitude. Awesome job, everyone. Beautiful. I'd like you to thank your guides, your angels, your ancestors, your soulfulness, your higher self, the Holy Spirit, the cosmos, Father Sky, Mother Earth, the elements, earth, air, fire, water, spirit. And that you are here, actively participating, actively showing up in your world, in your life. Expanding your awareness and consciousness to see things from multiple perspectives, being able to really get in touch with your multidimensionality. That's what's happening right here and right now. And you're going to take this expanded awareness and consciousness and begin the journey descending down from the heavens, down through the atmosphere, coming in to your area of the earth plane, seeing your city get closer and closer and closer, your house, your apartment getting closer and closer and closer. I feel like someone's tuning in a travel trailer. Your travel trailer is getting closer and closer and closer. Your car, if you're listening in from the car, is getting closer and closer until there you are, back in your body. Taking a deep breath in, lots of love in. Exhaling, lots of love out. Let's take a deep breath in, lots of love in. And exhaling lots of love out. Wow. So, how was that? Batting your eyes open, wiggling your fingers and toes, feeling all that expansiveness while also in your body, grounded in your body. And now, I'm going to take a moment and play a song. It's called Balanced Love, and it's a song that, it's got a fun beat. It's an opportunity to breathe deeply, also to move your body, and the affirmation is to open your heart. Open your heart. So it's going to be a few moments, a few minutes really, to be able to get in your heart space and to sit with what just happened, as well as to comment in. Let me know how that was for you in the comment section. And then the final part of the show, we will be turning it over to the reading portion of the show. I'll be back in just a few moments.
Open your heart and let love in.
Everybody, welcome back. That was Ashron from Tropical Chill, and the song is Balanced Love. So thank you for taking that journey with me to the cosmos and back. And I have a couple comments that I want to share. Shell shared, saw red light to sparkly gold. Loved being grounded. Needed that. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, Shell. And that is like a great thing to consider. Like that idea of being grounded while also being able to be as expanded as the cosmos. And like that sort of dichotomy between both, and how does that work, and how beyond our mind that is, but yet you felt it, you experienced it, and how can that translate out into other ways into your world, into your life, that can have positive, uplifting effects. Thank you so much for sharing, Shell, and thank you for being here tonight. Renee says, didn't feel like coming back right away. Thanks, Jay. Well, once this gets put into the archives on demand, this will be a really great one to be able to play, get yourself into the space, hit the pause button, be in the space as long as you want, hit the play button again, and then come back and use that as many times as you feel guided to, because it's one that we can use all the time and keep coming back to. And honestly, I have to remind myself, I'm glad that we did that tonight, because I've done that meditation since being kind of exposed to guided meditations when I was reawakening back in like 2006 time, 2006, between 2006 and 2008. And so I've just been having that experience ever since then. And I understand the benefits, and it's sort of like a gift we can really give ourselves. And we can really expand as far as we can imagine. And that may not look like what we think in our humanness, but that doesn't mean that it isn't beneficial, and that it won't give us an expanded view of our own world and our own reality that could be very helpful, that could even bring about profound changes if you see it, if you're aware of it. Okay, so tonight I wanted to use the White Light Oracle deck from Alana Fairchild. We used it last week. I really like the messages. The messages still feel like they're rather important right now from this particular deck. And just, I feel like there's a timeliness to them. So that is the deck that I'm going to be choosing from tonight. It's the White Light Oracle from Alana Fairchild. And I'm going to pull a card for each of you that's requested. And I'll read the little paragraph that comes in the book, because I love the messages and what comes through. And then I'll give any other messages that come through intuitively from me. Okay, so don't forget, you have to change the top comments to all comments. If you happen to see that at the top of the comment section on Facebook and you don't see all the comments, that's what's happening usually. And you also might have to refresh. They don't automatically refresh. All right, so Shell. Shell, you are number one. She says, so happy to be listening tonight. Need positive vibes, and we'll be open to reading if you are willing to share. Well, guess what? I'm absolutely willing to share. Happy to. And we're going to shuffle one more good time to see what comes through for Shell. Message for Shell. All right, the card is Theta of Venus, card 25. Theta of Venus. These cards are like nothing I've ever really worked with before, in the sense of the etherealness of them. All right. Attune yourself to higher, this is for Shell, by the way. Attune yourself to higher consciousness by choosing to access the purest frequencies of love within. Acknowledge lower frequencies such as judgment, fear, doubt, or shame when they arise within or around you, but do not give them foothold in your heart. You are ready for higher understanding, to see things in a new and more positive light. Allow your inner knowledge, allow your inner knowing and knowledge to guide you on a unique, beautiful, and highly spiritual life path. I feel like you're going through a major shift in perspective, Shell. So it's no accident that you're a resonant match to tonight's show topic. And continue to work with that perspective shift, because I feel like your brain is still trying to relate everything to what it knows. Like, our brain is a great historical record keeper. But what it is not good at is when we go into new territory, when we go into spaces and places where we've never been, because then it doesn't have anything to relate it to or correlate it to or have a reference point to. And usually it starts to freak out. So in that case, we have to, in a certain kind of way, find a way to keep ourselves in balance, to keep ourselves in our peace and calm, and to be that counter narrative to that part of us that's getting excited or scared or out of whack. And so, Shell, what I feel for you is continue to keep your eyes on where you're headed. Continue to be as positive and real about where you're headed and why you're headed that way. And spend less and less time feeling like you need to explain yourself to the past or the people of your past for where you're headed. Because that feels like a lot of time and energy that you spend that seems to get lost on the people you're trying to explain it to. All right, Shell, that's the reading and message for you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, Mariana, I might be going out of order from what I said earlier. I hope not, but I feel like I might be going a little bit out of order. But Mariana is next. Let's see what card comes up for Mariana. She says, may I have a reading, please? We're going to see what card comes through. And we have the Yoginini of the 285 Hertz. Yogini, it's Yogini of 285 Hertz. Card number 14. Like I said, these cards are a little bit different. But one of the reasons why I like them. All right, this is for Mariana. Changes in your life, including closing doors or missed opportunities, are not going to derail your fulfillment. Let me read that one more time. Changes in your life, including closing doors or missed opportunities, are not going to derail your fulfillment. Realignments are happening based on divine wisdom and timing. You are being diverted from unnecessary obstacles and suffering. Trust in how your life path is unfolding. Stay true to your authentic healing journey because it is working, whether you realize it or not. Significant inner healing is taking place. And this is where I feel like is the reminder of what we see in our reality is not as it appears. Kind of like that, when you're looking at if you're driving in a car and the little caption that's in the rear view, not the rear view mirror, but the side mirrors, is like objects in the mirror may not be, now I'm not even saying it right. You'd think I'd have the warning ready to go if I'm going to give the warning. But it's that whole warning of, you know, in the mirror, it might not seem like the distance and the size may not be how it appears. And I feel like in the same way, sometimes the filter in which we are looking at our own life, we are not necessarily seeing the way it really is. We're seeing it through the filter of our insecurities. We're seeing it through the filter of our shadow. We're seeing it through the filter of our blind spots. And so we are not always necessarily seeing it for the amazingness and the gloriousness of what it really is. And I feel like there is some of that happening right now, Mariana, where your brain is doing a number on you to try to like discount where you are. And there's even people showing up trying to kind of prove that. I'm going to pass on something that my therapist passed on to me. It's JED, justify, explain, and defend. You don't have to do any of those things. People will try to get those things out of you. I mean, this is within reason. You know, sometimes, you know, if you have a boss or something, you know, you might have to do some explaining. But to just a stranger or to just someone who's trying to come bring some kind of nonsense to your world, you do not have to justify, explain, or defend yourself. You know, especially if you're not hurting anyone, you're not infringing in, you know, on anyone else's territory. You do not have to explain yourself. And I feel like you're having to do a lot of explaining. And it's the feeling that you have to, so you're doing it. What I feel like is coming through this reading is to see if you can take a moment to breathe and see if you can remind yourself that I don't have to say anything here. I know I feel like I have to say something here, but I actually do not have to. And you can do your speaking sometimes through silence. Let me know how that resonates with you, Moriana. All right, Evelyn, I believe you're going to be the last card tonight because we're getting close to the top of the hour. Ginger with Heart Matters is coming up next. And then we have Oliver coming up after that. And then Raven with Raven's Rabbit Hole at 7 p.m. Pacific. And then I'm coming back on with my partner, Alan, for our show to wrap up the night, Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. I hope you'll join us for that. And I'm going to focus here. Card for Evelyn. Card for Evelyn tonight. And the card is card number 44. Ishtar's Lion Gate 888. Ishtar's Lion Gate 888. Card number 44. All right, Evelyn, this message is for you. Let's see what comes through. Your heart has a heightened connection with the higher realms of consciousness and light. A blessing, empowerment, and positive omen shall enter your world. Doors will open for you. Abundance and prosperity are headed your way. Take care of your heart. Ask for spiritual assistance, and it shall be granted. Something negative is going to transform into something very positive. Wow, what a huge positive message to end the show on tonight, Evelyn. And what a powerful message for you in what you have been going through. And it has not been easy, and it has been, I know, like, some time has been going by for what has been playing out in your world. And I know you've been praying for a transformation. I know you've been asking for things to be different and to open up. And I feel like this is a huge confirmation that you're moving in the right direction, and that the universe is also, in a sense, acknowledging its alignment with you and is working with you to create that on your behalf. So what a great card for tonight. Ishtar's Lion Gate 888 for Evelyn. All right, I believe I have time for one more card. If I see anyone else that put a request in, I want to thank you, that those of you that joined me in the comments tonight. Oh, it's so nice to have those of you to talk to and interact and to be joining me on this journey, because this show would not be the same without you all. It is really, I create the show with you all in mind, and I love that you all are here with me. It's fantastic. So Moriana says, no longer having to explain, focusing on looking for a new opportunity. I do feel relieved. Beautiful, beautiful. Moriana says, me and 18 others got laid off yesterday. Prior, I have been working on myself mentally. This makes sense. Hey, more than hang in there, Moriana. Like, it can be very shocking and devastating to get that kind of news. And the uplifting part can be, if you're close with any of your coworkers, to share in the frustration, share in the experience that you all are sharing together, if that's in the card, so to speak. But also, more importantly, know that this too shall pass, and that this is really going to transform into something even better. And even though right now there's this time where there is the uncertainty, keep your eyes headed on what you're moving to next, knowing that what you are seeking is seeking you, and knowing that Source knows what you need. God is not like this. There is a part of us. There is the godly part of us that knows what we need. It knows more what we need than anything. And so just know and trust and know that we're hugging you, the whole group here, as you go through this transition, Moriana. Terry says, such a beautiful meditation and show, Jay. Really lovely. Thank you. Terry, thank you so much for joining in tonight. I really appreciate it. And I believe I see Tara has a comment. And now I just need to make sure I click on the all comments so I can see them and be able to do this all before I need to skedaddle to make sure I give Ginger more than enough time to log on. Okay, so Evelyn says, what a huge blessing this was tonight. Thank you so much. Evelyn, thank you for tuning in tonight. And I do feel just such a beautiful energy from that confirmation and from that omen. And really take that to heart. This is all going to work out. It really is. And even though it has not been easy to see that all the way through this, you at some level have held the faith. And that's what has also been a part, like a huge driving force of what has got you to this point and beyond. Tara says, thank you, Jay. Thank you so much, Tara, for joining me tonight and being here. Thank you all for joining me tonight and being here live as well as in the archives. This is going to do it for the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Please have a beautiful night. Good night, and bye-bye, everybody.